Do you know how much I love you? This much. That's right, this much. As much as I love the music I play on my radio show to share with you. As much as I love the ideas I'm introduced to every time I tune into CJSF. As much as the panoramic view from Burnaby Mountain where we broadcast our signal from. That's a lot of love. From me to you.
This is Bird Note. High in a tall cottonwood tree, a pair of great horned owls is tending two nestlings. The young owlets emerged from their eggs in early spring. When the young birds finally put on a second set of down feathers, the parents could leave them alone while they hunted. By mid-April, the nestlings were already showing their namesake ear tufts. They began to leave their big stick nest to climb along the tree's branches. What a noisy pair, waiting impatiently for their parents to deliver food. Now, in May, the great horned owlets are as big as the adults. Their wing and tail feathers have developed nicely, so the owlets have begun making short flights. Yet, they still rely almost entirely on their parents for food. On a recent evening, the adults presented the owlets with a young striped skunk, at 2 pounds a sizable, if somewhat odoriferous, meal. These owls are the only birds that regularly dine on these smelly creatures. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram. At Bird Note Radio.
We'll be right back. to walk it off, single file. I've got a feeling deeply rooted that this won't last for long. It's funny how those choices come about. It's a function of the policy, devoid of opportunity. It's an empire built on self-doubt.
Oh, 'cause everything is nothing until it means something. So I can keep bumping to keep me from running all out of ideas. My only real calling, let's call out the sleepers. I don't sleep, I chase it, that dragon, that ringer. Let's fire up the syntax as the candy makes contact.
First it goes flop, then my mind goes pop. I see the ball, it's the philosopher.
I should have trusted my gut.